I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is such an awesome show today. And we're kicking things off with someone who has been able to transcend alternative and allopathic together into one umbrella. He is getting people to have conversations. And this is what he's been doing for decades with his books. He is, of course, Dr. Andrew Weil, the author of Spontaneous Happiness, Spontaneous Healing, 8 Weeks to Optimum Health. He's a graduate of Harvard University and Harvard College, and he also went to the medical school here. And he is a professor of public health, clinical professor of medicine, and at University of Arizona. And we're so thrilled because he's been bringing integrative medicine to the airwaves for so many years, from Oprah to Larry King. It goes back many, many decades. And his newest book is probably one of the most brilliant books. It's called Mind Over Meds. Know when drugs are necessary, when alternatives are better, and when to let your body heal on its own. And the question is, how many medications do you take? How about your parents, your children, your friends? Do you know what they're for? Do you know how they work, what their benefits are, what their risks are, how they interact? As Dr. Andrew Weil says, we have a problem. More people are taking more medications than ever before. And Dr. Andrew Weil, welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And it's been a lot of years since we've spoken.
Yes, I keep at the work.
Yes, you're doing a great job. But this book is really brilliant because you tackle the topics that include antibiotic resistance and superbugs. And tell us about the dangers of some of these drugs that we don't really understand, but we're taking them anyway.
Well, you mentioned antibiotics. I think this word has gotten around. We've really lost these tools because of our... We squandered them. We wasted them. We used them for conditions when they're not necessary. I would estimate antibiotics are really needed in 10% of the instances in which they're now used. And as a result of that, we've driven the evolution of bacteria in very bad directions. We've created much nastier bugs, and we're going to lose antibiotics totally. And people are talking about how we'll manage bacterial infections when we no longer have antibiotics. In the book, I go through... The major categories of medications that I think are most misused, overused, both prescription and over-the-counter, tell people about what their real risks are, what their benefits are, appropriate uses, and especially how to manage these common conditions with other methods, with integrative treatment that starts with lifestyle change, uses natural remedies, and uses medications only when necessary.
Right. This is such great stuff. But we also don't understand, and it always amazes me, Dr. Weil, that the medications, and listen, I have a sister who would not be alive today if it weren't for her meds.
Right.
You know, she just wouldn't be alive. She's a plethora of problems.
Yep.
And what I've done is we have the same genes. I practice epigenetics. I try to get my genes to behave differently. But you and I and the majority of the people are starting to become aware of that, but they're still the minority, not the majority. So we just do not listen to those side effects when they are when you see a commercial. It's like we don't hear the fact that you could possibly get diabetes from this drug. It could cause insomnia, and it even could cause death. It's like suicidal tendencies.
You know, and the toxic effects, that's only one problem. Another one that's much less appreciated is if you rely on medication long-term for management of conditions, often the conditions will be prolonged or made worse. Because the body pushes back against them. You know, an example is with the use of the proton pump inhibitors like Nexium for acid reflux. You know,
yes.
You shut off acid production in the stomach, the body tries to make more of it. So over time, if you try to stop the drug or reduce the dose, there's an outpouring of acid greater than you had to begin with, and the symptoms get worse. So you can't get off the drug, and the condition actually becomes stronger. This happens with many of the common drugs that we use. So, you know, if you have to use medication, you want to use it for the shortest period possible. You start with the lowest dose, the least potent agent, and you find other ways to manage the condition and back off the use of medication.
Well, and now my sister is in a point where she is now in renal failure because she's been on medications for so many years for her diabetes, and she had a bout with breast cancer, and she had a shingles, and it goes on, and three open-heart surgeries. So she's a perfect example of now she will eventually have to go on dialysis, there are no other options for her at this stage in her life.
So you want to start earlier before you get to that stage.
That's right.
And learn how to make lifestyle changes and use natural remedies in order to keep conditions in check. By the way, if you're on 5 or more medications, there's an overwhelming chance that there will be a serious drug-drug interaction.
That's really important to hear. So if you are taking a medication and you're wondering, you know, maybe there's another alternative, or maybe there's something I'm overlooking, this book, Mind Over Meds, might be the answer for you. And Dr. Weil's information in this book is, as I say, it's absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And you talk about everything from the flu vaccine to the problem with colds and flu medicines and over-the-counter flu medications, and integrative medicine approaches to treating colds and flu. That's just one small piece. But
sure, I look at psychiatric drugs, which are now used in incredibly alarming numbers in kids and adolescents. We have no idea what the effects of these are on the developing brain. The use of them in adults is just as problematical. We have this opioid epidemic in our country.
Yeah.
It's very clear that you can't use opioids as standalone treatments for chronic pain, that you have to use integrative treatment. I look at statins, which I think are greatly overprescribed. They have their uses, but, you know, much used and prescribed much more widely than are necessary. Sleep aids, so many people don't get good sleep and rely on medication.
This is the biggest. I think this is really where we are so deficient in our country, is the management of stress, anxiety, and sleep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the anti-anxiety drugs that we use, the benzodiazepines like Ativan, Valium, these are some of the worst. I think that their only legitimate use is very short-term use for situational anxiety, say due to travel or death in the family. For any long-term use, you don't want to use these medications. They cause terrible addiction. They interfere with mental function. And there are much better ways of managing anxiety, simple breathing techniques, which I go over in the book, or the use of an herbal remedy, kava, that's quite safe and very useful as an anti-anxiety agent.
Right. And now we're hearing so many wonderful things about hemp and CBDs.
Yeah, this is a whole new frontier out there. And, you know, CBD is the non-psychoactive component of hemp, of cannabis, that looks very useful for the treatment of pain, for relaxation, for even for sleep. You know, many doctors are now learning about the uses of hemp, and I think we'll see more of these products become available.
Oh, absolutely. And then one of the things that you're passionate about is aromatherapy, and I was just with a mutual, a colleague, Mindy Green, and we don't put enough emphasis on how aromatherapy can be so important in our road to wellness in our lifestyle.
Well, you know, a very safe treatment. One example is the use of lavender oil as a relaxant, sleep aid, very safe. Aromatherapy is much more studied and used in Italy and France and in Japan. There's much more science behind it than there is here.
Which is a shame, which is a real shame. And that lavender is just, I am crazy about my lavender oil, and I... A few drops in my tub with my Epsom salts, and that's, you know, and a little magnesium oil, and I'm good to go.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. But most people are not, you know, we have this mentality, this way of thinking that, oh, okay, well, as we get older, we need these medications. And you're saying, hold on, maybe not. And that's why this is such an important book. Mind Over Meds, and the best website, drweil.com, but Mind Over Meds is just, congratulations, brilliantly
done.
Thank
you. Thank you, Frankie, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Dr. Weil. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, and, going to be back in just a moment. Coming up in just a little bit, a couple, brother and sister, that changed their lives with raw food and their journey and into wellness. And then today is a health and wellness day on the Frankie Boyer Show right here on BizTalk Radio. Coming up is an exercise guru, someone who really loves exercise. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 or 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. So the great Dr. Andy Weil was talking about changing lifestyles, and this is such a perfect segment to follow up with that statement, because we know that exercise can truly help in every way, every area, including sleep and stress, energy, mood, and all of that. How do we get America moving again is my question for our guest today, Bron Volian, who is probably one of the hottest fitness gurus here in the Boston area, right in Boston. He has been doing this for a while. May is, by the way, National Physical Fitness and Sports Month. And so it is such a pleasure. Bron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frankie, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Happy to be here.
So where do we even begin with this conversation? Because we know that movement prevents serious problems as we age. We know, and you know, that this will help when you work with your clients. They sleep better. Mm-hmm. They deal with their stress better. They have stronger bones and joints. But... Mm-hmm. You know, how do we get people to get off their couches? And it's not so much getting off their couches, because I don't really think that it's more of the couch potato as it is there aren't enough hours in the day.
Right. I agree. So I find, you know, it's true. It's tough. First of all, it's hard for people to get into a gym. A lot of people seem intimidated just to go into the gym. That's kind of like the first step. And it doesn't have to be that you have to go into a gym to get good physical activity. You know, we have so many activities you guys, everyone can do outside, inside of your house. And I think a good way to start is just thinking about sitting on the couch. And a good functional exercise that I like to teach my adult and older adult clients is, you know, sitting on the couch and standing up. I know that a lot of people have a lot of issues with knee problems and knee pain. And sometimes it's just a matter of putting the pressure of your body weight in the right spot. So I tell people to, you know, when they're watching TV or sitting on the couch, try to stand up and sit down 20 times every commercial break while leaning back on your heels. So essentially putting all the weight back on your heels instead of your toes. Because when we tend to put weight forward on our toes, we tend to get a lot more pressure on your knees. So that's a good start, actually, is starting on the couch and using commercial breaks as to your benefit, you know?
Right. What about sitting at the computer all day?
So in nowadays, and not only just computer, but we text all day. We sit at a lot of people have desk jobs or, you know, emailing all day, and we sit at the computer. And one thing we tend to do is we roll our shoulders forward and while we're typing, and so therefore we create this posture problem, where a lot of us have rounded shoulders forward and a very weak upper middle back. which, you know, as you can look around, you see a lot of people with bad posture. So thinking about continuing to activate the right muscles behind your shoulder blades, as they're usually relaxed all day and stretched, and your chest is tight from reaching forward on the computer. So this is a big problem in today's world, is just the amount of work we tend to do, you know, and even with, like I said, as I mentioned, texting, we tend to have our shoulders rolled forward and our necks face down a lot. And I'm guilty, just as guilty as I'm sure the next person, you know, in the gym next to me is, and looking down at our phone, you know. I don't know about you, but I find that a lot of my work is done on my phone now in between my sessions to write back to clients on emails and text message and everything to do with social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you have some really great other tips, because I find that a very dear friend of mine who used to be my workout buddy moved back to mm-hmm. Florida and to help with her elderly parents who have since passed mm-hmm. away, and she just came back. And since she's been back, I think I've added extra steps like crazy on my Fitbit, but she's into the gym. She's into the gym, and we used to be buddies in the gym, and so she's getting me back into a routine that I haven't had in years, and it feels so good. So having a buddy, really helps.
Yeah, having a workout partner, and it goes with me as well. And when I have a couple workout partners that I train with and I work out with, and I know when they have to, you know, they've canceled for the week because they're out of town, I'm less likely to be, you know, have a better workout. When they're in town, I definitely have a better workout. I'm more accountable to start my workout on time and, you know, go through it at a good pace. So picking a friend, whether it's even starting as, hey, let's meet, you know, before work or early morning to walk around the neighborhood, talk about, you know, a good active date, if you will, with you and a friend. To go around the neighborhood and see what's going on, but at the same time, get some good exercise while doing it, you know. And then you have your buddy waiting for you at your door, or you meet them in one spot, and then you start with maybe one day of exercise that week, and then the next day go to two with a half-hour walk. We recommend doing a half-hour of some sort of active activity. I'm sure everyone's heard that before, but that friend and that partner will definitely keep you accountable, just like your friend has come back into town and added more steps to your Fitbit, right?
Yes, she did. She did, absolutely. And then as soon as the weather, we live in Boston, and it's been kind of, you know, we've had a terrible spring, to say the least. Yeah. So once the weather breaks, we will be biking as well, because we love to do that. That's a really fun thing we do. So it's mixing up the activity so that you don't get bored and you don't get stuck in one routine. But you also say that to dress 20 degrees cooler to allow your body temp to heat up. Tell us about that.
So, you know, a lot of times we go outside and, oh man, it's a little chilly, and we tend to dress too warm, and sometimes that can, you want to overheat your body. So when we say dress 20 degrees you know, cooler, it's expecting your body to warm up. So sometimes, you know, it's hard to walk outside when it's cool outside and be like, ooh, you know, I have really light clothing on, but I think I should definitely have more clothing. But a good way to step outside and already be warmed up is by doing some warm-ups inside. And that can go back to our sitting down and standing up on a couch or a chair, doing 20 seated squats up and down, doing some movement in place. Some people know jumping jacks, easy stuff, and lower impact exercises. If that's too much, you know, we can do as something as simple as moving your hands, like you're punching thin air for a good minute in a row, and that's going to get you warmed up and ready for that cooler weather. So therefore, you can go outside dressed with the cooler temperature in mind, and not be afraid to be in the cold. So I find a lot of people are like, oh man, it's so cold outside. So, they just don't get the benefits.
I love what you're doing. And for more information, give us the website, how people can get more about you and some of your tips, please.
Absolutely. My website is Broncore Fitness, and my name is broncorefitness.com. So broncorefitness.com. And I have my contact information. Please follow social media. Always putting good tips out there. And just really trying to improve awesome. People's lives through exercise and get them out there working out.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being with us today, Bron. And this is Frankie Boyer. Biz Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Frankie.
Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed in 2 marathons, the X Games and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and ulcer-like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health print showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. So we just had Braun talking about movement and the power of movement. And then we started off today right here on Biz Talk Radio. It's Frankie Boyer. Welcome back with the brilliant Dr. Andy Weil, and talking about mind over meds and understanding that we need to change our lifestyles. Part of that change, and I had mentioned that I practice epigenetics, that the genes that I was born with as a family, our family genes really stink, and almost everybody is dead. It's really a sad story. So how do we give up chocolate cake, Pop-Tarts, pizza, and bacon? How do we do that? Well, guess what? There's a new revolution, and it's a revolutionary way of eating so that you can have your cake and eat it too. The authors of Love on a Plate are with us today. The Gourmet Uncookbook. It's plant-based versions of the most favorite meals in the world. Kara Brotman and Marcus Rothkrantz are with us today. And I'm so excited. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you with us.
Hi there. It's great to be here.
Wonderful to be here. Thanks for having
us. So we have a double segment with you guys because this is such an important subject.
It is.
You're a brother and sister. Explain to us, Marcus and Kara, how this all came about.
Well, we're not brother and sister.
I'm sorry. That's right. Kara opened the world's first gourmet restaurant with her brother. Okay, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. We act like brothers and sisters, and people think we are brothers and sisters because we look alike. But I almost died several times in my life. Kara's been eating good her whole life, so that's why she looks so good. I was the other opposite. I was the junk food guy. I grew up eating everything that the typical American person does: Pop-Tarts, mac and cheese, you know, all the bad stuff, the bacon, milk, the sugar, the bread. And I always wanted to be a good boy. I never in my life tried to do something bad. I never did drugs. I never did alcohol or cigarettes or even coffee. I never to this day have even drank coffee. But by that time I was in my 20s, I was dying. I was literally dying. And it took me a while to figure out it was what I was eating that was causing it. It wasn't, you know, the obvious stuff. And it took me even longer to figure out it was the basic stuff. It was wheat and sugar and milk and animal products and cooked food. Nobody even knows that cooking your food kills your food. And so changing that was not easy because everybody's addicted to that. Nobody wants to give up their comfort food. So we did it, though. We figured out how to do it, and that's why we wrote the book, and we're pretty proud of it. This is quite an accomplishment.
Wow. And Marcus, how are you feeling today? And how many years later has it been?
Time goes fast. I've been doing this for 15 years now, at least. And as far as the before and after picture of me kind of says it all. When I was in my late 20s, I looked like I was in my 50s, and I was dying. And now that I'm in my 50s, I look like I'm in like 30, and I feel like I'm 30, and it's just amazing. Words can't describe it. You don't get sick anymore. You get younger. Your energy level's through the roof. Your hormones are back. Everything is like it's supposed to be, and all because we changed what we eat. But we didn't sacrifice what we love to eat, and that's where the creativity comes in.
Yeah,
Everybody thinks health food or raw food is just carrot sticks and celery. It's boring. It's hippie food. Most of it is, actually. But we figured out a way to make it so it looks and tastes just like the stuff, the pizza, the Pop-Tarts, the creme brulee that we love. And
without the sugar, without the gluten, without the harmful,
right. Yes.
And the products that have the deleterious effects to our health, as Dr.
Yeah.
Andy Weil was talking about. All right, so if you could only see what these two look like, because they are just the most gorgeous couple, they really are, and you look like you just came out of E! Entertainment, so you're not, I'm saying this because you're not Birkenstock, you know, creepy,
right.
Sickly looking. You're
right.
Really not. You're both very healthy and you're very hip looking, is what I want to say. And I'm not saying
thank you.
I'm not saying Birkenstocks are not hip. But you know what I'm saying. I'm getting
right.
myself
well,
further
our,
in.
Well, we're California people. We like to make health sexy. That's kind of our thing. Nobody really wants to do things they have to do. It's boring. You know, like people want to have fun in life. They want to. And everybody, what you see in the mirror is important to people, and we show them that it's possible, and it does change the way you look. It does make you younger. It does make your hair grow. It does make your wrinkles start to go away, and your hormones come back, and your energy level, and you are kids again. I mean, it's amazing. It turns
yeah.
back the
yeah.
clock.
It does.
Okay.
We have
so, Kara,
so
oh, good. Kara, I was just going to have
go
you
on.
Come in. I was just going to have you come in and talk about your story, because you and your brother opened up the world's first gourmet raw food restaurant in 1994, and Woody Harrelson, Kevin Bacon, Justin Timberlake, and Jessica
everyone
Biel, and Barbara Streisand, and Steve Jobs. I mean, everybody was coming to this restaurant.
Celebrities have, like, they want to be in on the first, you know, new trends. So they were the first to really transcend. It was funny. You name it, they were there. And I don't blame them. They're smart. We had people traveling from a different country, from Switzerland, to try our food because there was nowhere else in the world that was making food like this. It was really unheard of. It was such an exciting time back then. And it still is, because now, today, there are well over 400 raw food restaurants worldwide. And back in 94, there was like maybe two.
Yeah, not many.
And what I want to get people to understand is what raw food is it's food that hasn't been ruined by heat. It still has its life force. For example, if you put a baked apple into the ground, you'll get nothing. If you put a raw apple in the ground, it becomes a tree. And the way we look at this way of eating is, since diet is one of the root causes of illness, we look at it as it's also a prevention and treatment strategy as well, but we wanted to make it taste delicious, and that's what we've accomplished.
And it doesn't mean totally no heat at all. You just don't heat it over 118 degrees, which is pretty warm.
Right. It's not cold food. People think raw food is like taking something out of the refrigerator, a meal out of the fridge, and eating it.
Right.
It is nothing like that.
Right. So
go on.
Do you need to have a dehydrator?
Well, not for everything. If you want to warm your food and if you want to harden certain things, then yes, because the food is all about texture and taste, and some things
require a dehydrator,
right,
to like make breads out of that we do, yeah.
So instead of an oven, which kills things at 350 degrees at high heat, you're doing this. Can think of a dehydrator as a low temperature oven. It warms your food.
Box blows warm air.
Right, but it doesn't heat it above the dangerous temperature. If you were to drop, if a tree drops its fruit on the ground, the hottest place in the world, Death Valley or wherever, it never gets over 118. And if you drop fruit on the ground and it dehydrates, which it does in the sun, but then you plant it, it'll still grow. It still has life force, and that's the difference. If you put it in an oven and bake it, now it's dead. And the same thing happens to your body. If people eat dead food over the last 40 years of their life, they're slowly dying. And that's why people deteriorate, because they don't have life force in their food anymore. And it totally makes a difference. You feel it almost the first day when you start eating this way.
So I want to just say that, because I want people to get the right picture. The picture that I want people to get is gorgeous foods prepared that are colorful, that are not processed, that are quite delicious, and it really explode in your taste buds are exploding. And if you think that raw food is just salads, oh my gosh, you're really missing the boat here. You're really missing the boat. This is, you know, a lot of people, you know, feel like if you could have a raw food chef, boy, I could do this every day. But you have taken foods that people love and you have created. So give us some examples of those recipes.
Well, like Kung Pao chicken or creme brulee, chocolate cake.
But give us an example of when we come back. We have to take a quick break. The new book is out. It is absolutely gorgeous. Love on a Plate. Yes, the Gourmet Uncookbook. Plant-based versions of the most favorite meals in the world. We're not kidding. Joining us are the two authors, Kara Brotman and Marcus Rothkrantz. And we will be back in a moment. What's the best website for people to find out about you guys and your book?
HealthyCookbook.com.
Wonderful. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
My husband loves sugar.
Love it!
But it's so bad for him.
Don't care!
I've tried to get him to use artificial sweeteners, but he says he can taste the difference.
Yeah, because I can.
That's why I replaced the sugar in our house with Xylosweet.
And I... Wait, you did what?
Xylosweet is not an artificial sweetener. It contains all-natural xylitol and nothing else.
But it tastes just like sugar.
And it tastes just like sugar.
I've been eating something good for me?
Xylosweet has 40% fewer calories than sugar.
So you have noticed I've been looking thinner.
And Xylosweet is great for everybody, safe for people with sugar-restricted diets and people of all ages. My kids love it. And unlike sugar, Xylosweet may actually help reduce the risk of tooth decay.
Is that why my teeth have felt so great lately?
Yes. And because I replaced your toothpaste with Spry Xylitol toothpaste.
Oh. You're like a super spy.
You can find Xylosweet at fine health food retailers near you. To find your closest location, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's
George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer and celebrity authors Marcus Rothkranz and Kara Brotman are with us today, and they are showing us how sexy life can be at any age when living on a diet of raw food and passionate love. And it is such a pleasure to welcome you both back. And Marcus was, about 20 years ago, was collapsing. He needed thick glasses. His lungs were congested. He could hardly breathe. Yet he never touched a drop of alcohol, smoked a cigarette. And all of those things changed when he became involved in raw food. He dramatically got younger. He never got sick again. His transformation was so astounding. He was even tested by Russian scientists. And today he is doing incredibly well. And it's so nice to have you both with us. And Kara, you've been doing this for years and entertaining some very big names with raw food. The new book is called Love on a Plate. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous, simple, easy peasy. And if you are trying to figure out what is it that I need to do to get back on the path to wellness, this book is it. From nut milks, making your own, by the way, coconut oil, you know, dates, nutritional yeast. There are some wonderful, wonderful foods. Apple cider vinegar. We've heard Patricia Bragg talk about the powers of that. And, of course, a Vitamix is very... I mean, I don't think I could live without my Vitamix. And a dehydrator is very important. And a coffee grinder used to grind the nuts and the cacao nibs and all those things. You know, you don't need a whole lot. This is not heavy lifting stuff. And you have a section on basic ingredients, basic recipes, basic elements. It's really a step-by-step, but the recipes are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, you just have a beautiful creamy mashed potatoes, veggies, and onion rings. Who wouldn't love that? Bacon meatless, by the way, meat jerky, fruit crackers. You have green smoothies, you have all kinds of gourmet chocolate milk, the drinks, pumpkin strawberry parfait. I mean, this book has soups, corn chowder. Yes, it has the salads. It has quite a few beautiful salads. It has desserts, cheesecake. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Jalapeno poppers, unbaked and un-eggs with unhashed browns. This book is just filled banana pancakes. No gluten, no sugar, no processed foods. And people are saying, how is this possible?
Well, I'd like to add also, not only we have a wonderful thing, accompaniment to the book, we have amazing, some of them even Hollywood-style recipes to accompany those recipes in the book that people can just look at. The website is on the page of the recipe. So that's really cool, too, I thought.
Yeah, very cool.
Like garlic naan, it says at the bottom you go to garlicnaan.com. So it takes you so you can actually watch us making it. And it shows you how easy it is. And I've had people say, I just watched you do it. I couldn't believe it's so easy. You just whip some things right together and bam, you're done. Like four ingredients in 5 minutes. And that's another thing. People think it's complicated. It's not. I guess people are afraid of something new. And they think they're just always trying to come up with reasons why they shouldn't do it, why they should stick with what they know. But it really is easy. It really is simple. And
yeah, and what I also wanted to add was all of the desserts and the fun foods in there. A mother can get away with giving her child that for breakfast in the morning and sending him off to school and know that he's eating better than any other child at school. And he's eating breakfast and he's fine with it.
That could be your main course.
Yeah,
because the ingredients are just so healthy and nutrition is intact and it's just wonderful.
Cara, is it fair to say that you are just ageless? I mean, just ageless.
No. Well, I'm at the age where, you know, if I don't sleep well or if I eat a sweet, you could see it on my face because I have a lot of sun. I have a little sun damage and everything on my face. But as far as my physical body goes, yes, I believe my physical body is ageless. My body looks identical to when I was 16, and I feel the same way I did as a teenager. I don't feel like aches or pains or low energy level, and I know that the reason why I feel like this still is I attribute it to the food I eat. I've been eating all my life.
People think right. We're a bunch of surfer kids. Then when they find out we're 50, they're like, what?
Yeah.
It's funny.
That is funny.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's
it is amazing.
Feeling, you're eating life. You're not eating death. We are what we eat. And, you know, if you eat a living food, you just feel so alive and energetic and light because it has a natural rapport with your body. Your body's not fighting this food and wondering what to do with it like cooked food. It hasn't been ruined by heat. It still has life force.
And it's not just the way you look, it's the way you feel and your mood. Like you actually are in a good mood all the time. You're not grumpy or depressed or, you know,
energy
or
it
tired.
It really affects that. Sure.
Yeah.
Totally. We have this disconnect in our country about not understanding how food can make us sick, as you shared with us earlier, Marcus. But my question to you is, do you guys ever eat anything when you go out to eat? It must be a little more challenging to find some of those raw foods.
We made a video of how to eat when you go out. We went to the Cheesecake Factory. I said, all right, let me show you how we do this. And every menu has stuff on it. In the kitchen, you can tell what they have in the kitchen by the side things. You know, like instead of eating the meat or the cheese, the main thing, what's on the side? They usually have like, you know, coconut crusted mango relish or something. Oh, I see they have that. So you start putting the pieces together and you create your own thing.
Yeah,
and they're
always
willing to do it. You tip them a little extra for their extra. But you can get, a lot of times we end up with better stuff than what they have on the menu. And you just have to know what to look for.
Awesome. This has been so, I'm so thrilled we had this time together. Love on a Plate, the gourmet uncookbook, plant-based. What's the best website, Cara and Marcus?
Healthycookbook.com.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
No, it's been my pleasure, and we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day, and as always, smile. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.